Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. Today, I got a simple message of hope for you guys. I actually wrote this message a couple days ago. It kind of helped me through a little rough patch, and I just want to share this message with you guys just to help anyone out there. Just remain standing and realize that love is really the most ultimate thing that we can experience here on this walk with God and on earth. So here's this little message. I hope it helps, or I hope it enlightens something within you. So the message reads, the world can feel so real, so absolute at times, but an eternal truth that will always remain is the love of God. Jesus Christ has an unconditional love that he freely offers all of us every single day. His love is available to us at any moment, at any second, and in any situation. God has so much love that it can cover the sins of the entire world. Through his Holy Spirit and his blood, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from our sins. The Lord said he would never leave nor forsake you. He is present with you even when everything is trying to convince you that he is not. The world seems to yell at you all day long. So much noise, so much chaos, so much loudness, but God's still voice is always calling out to us. The moment we become still, we can hear the Lord's voice of rushing waters that fills our hearts. With every breath we take, God's grace is sent forth. In moments of stillness, we become present and allow the Father to reveal the Son within us and with us. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in this world. The King of glory is living. The King of kings, Alpha Omega, is all light, goodness, peace, love, joy, life, abundance, victory that we experience. This experience is available to all of us. Thank you, Lord, for the unbegotten Son who have come to overcome the world. I got some good news for you. God has already overcome everything that you are facing right now. It's a done deal. If you've accepted Christ in your heart, there will come a day when Christ will show up for you. The more you pray, give thanks, study the Word of God, breathe, be still, and connect with the Lord, the more Christ in you grows. Christ will show up for you. Jesus Christ comes with all power in his hands. Throughout all the noise, the Lord can still be heard. His love can still be found. See, love does not have to fight for attention. The world does. Love knows what it does. It doesn't have to compete. Love, 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 holy, 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 to God be all the glory. Sometimes we get to the present moment through trying ways, whether it be through gratitude or through pain that brought you to the feet of Christ. At the feet is where you find God. Who is God? God is love, strength, life, salvation, peace, success, joy, grace, safety, water, defense, refuge, freedom. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. When you think that, speak that, pray that, you are talking to the greatest gift that you can ever receive. You're talking to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is in your heart, who the Father have sent unto you. Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus, you can decree a good thing and it will come to pass. In the present, all you have to do is stand with love, in love, as love. That was a message that I wrote a couple days ago, and it was inspired by the fact that offense can protect you from physical harm and all the things of the outside world, except for noise, except for voices, except for sound and frequencies. And in offense, you can be protected from the outside, but you're left to deal with everything on the inside. And so this message came from a place of like understanding that even when I'm still in silence is when I hear the voice of the Lord. When I'm still is where I find guidance, you know, salvation, light, all of those things are available to us in the present moment. And the only way to get present is to become still and to be still. And that's one of the hardest things that any of us can do, or it's the hardest thing for us to do, because there's just so much happening, so much demanding things coming against us, so much energy that is just demanding our attention 24/7, and it makes it virtually impossible for us to just take a moment to be still. Of course, you know, we get those moments right before we go to sleep or when we wake up, but then it's like it's bombarded with everything that we have to do that day or everything that we face that day. So sometimes it becomes so hard to just find a moment to yourself to be still and to honestly meditate and just think on the goodness of the Lord. Because when you do that, you're actually being ushered into a space of the present. And that helped me so much in 2020 because I had so much time to just be still. I didn't have the demands of the world, a job, or even family. It was just me and the Lord, and that time was so precious to me because in that time I found God. I discovered God, and I discovered him in a way I never thought I was going to. So I just wanted to share that message because it still applies today, especially with the world and so much is going on. It's like chaos, destruction. You see this happening on the news, you see this, the end days talk. There's just so much happening, but in the midst of all that, take your time to be still and connect with the Lord. And again, the more you connect with Christ, the more you study the word of God, the more you pray, the more you seek the Lord and his kingdom, he will be found. I know there's a scripture that says to he who seeks finds, and to those who knock, the door will be open, to asking you shall receive. It's something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but point is, God can still be found in this time. So as long as you are actively seeking, and that's your intention to connect with the Lord, you will. And for me, my personal way of doing that was to be still, because in stillness, my mind had to shut up. And of course, when you first sit still to meditate or just to decompress and just like kind of let things ease off, the mind is going to race, thoughts are going to come. But what I learned to do is not to judge the thoughts, not to try to think in any direction, but just allow it to come up. Just as fast as it comes up, it will also flow away in the same instant. So I just learned to kind of let it be until eventually I enter into this state of the thought just kind of ceases. And somehow it's almost like you go to sleep, but not really. What's happening is you're going into the spiritual world. You're communing with the Lord. And sometimes it takes having to shut the conscious mind up, if you know what I mean, and allow, you know, God to do what he do. Allow love to do what it do. But anyways, that was just a little message I wanted to share with you guys because it was so helpful to me during that time. And that's what the Holy Spirit had given me during that time. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is a comforter. And that was my comfort in that moment because I felt overwhelmed by everything that was happening. And so just that moment of stillness, the Lord was able to minister to me. Why? Because in that stillness, my defenses came down, my ego walls came down, and love was actually able to reach me. And it goes back to the world is noisy, but God's love is so subtle. Like it's light. Like he doesn't have to compete with the noise of the world because everything is screaming 24/7. Look at me. This is happening. But God is like, I don't got to do all that. I can speak with a little whisper and my sheep know my voice. And when we hear the voice of the Lord, everything else sins. It just ceases to matter. It's almost like it doesn't exist. Because we pick up on something so much greater, a love that is so fulfilling to the soul, to the minds, to the heart. And that's what gets me by day to day, is knowing that I have God's love. I want to share that with you guys because I know in these times things can seem overwhelming and there's just like no time for you to really, really have that communion with the Lord. But know that it's still available to you. At any moment, you could be driving in just a moment to just shut your eyes and just take a deep breath. In that moment, love is found. In that moment, like Christ can be found. So just remember that, keep that in heart, and know everything is going to work out. Love you guys, and God bless you guys.